haven't been here too long. Thomas, almost such a thing you could lose. So buy a ship. When Tom is here, the fun is never ending. Now he's back, this is just the beginning. Tom, like it's my father, this one's for you. Tom, like it's show. Tom, like it's show. Tom, like it's show. This is the Tom, like it's show.
I am fed up with the black people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am fed up with the black people.
Now, is that just African Americans or all black, like black people from Uganda, all black people?
In fact, black people from, if you exclude black people from U.S., okay, the black people from U.S., they are more uncivilized.
Really?
Yeah. The black people who come from other part of the world, they are more civilized and more accommodating than here. Let me give an example. With, you know, I have so much experience with black people.
Really?
As motel manager over here.
Uh-huh.
First thing they will come, they are so loud-mouthed, you know, in the lobby, you at least you should know how to control your tone of your voice. Learn to request, you know, certain whatever you want, you know. Other thing is that as the sun sets down, the real activities begin after the sunset.
That's when the black people start their activities after the sunset?
Yeah, mostly. I don't know about other properties, but in the motels, these guys, you know, they'll start drug dealing, hookers and prostitutes, and loud music, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, disregard to other paying customers.
Right.
You know? And next day in the morning, you know, they will pay for 1 or 2 person, but you'll find 6, 7, 8 person inside. The room is so beaten up, you know? And there's shit all over the place.
Shit!
Their ass, you know, their ass doesn't fit on that commode. When they shit, the shit is blasted all over the wall. The shit on the floor. You know, it's so, anybody has a motel, they know this is happening.
The black shit problem is universal, you say.
Yeah. No, the shit all over, and there's pizza on the ceilings, you know.
Pizza on the ceiling and shit on the toilet seat.
Yeah. And then if you give them a room for $65, $75, we have to spend like $200, $300 more just to fix that thing. And my mates, you know, they don't want to clean that. These people cannot even shit in the proper floor. And when they come in the lobby, you know, they're already smelling up.
They come in the lobby?
Huh?
It's bad enough they shit on the toilet seat.
Yeah, they shit in the toilet. I'm talking about when they check out. That's what the maids see and I see myself. But when they come to check in, they're already smelling of marijuana and the whole lobby stinks. And you're giving them...
That's service to cover up the smell of the shit, I think.
Huh?
Is that to cover up the smell of the shit, maybe?
No. The marijuana, when they check in, like if
I
they
see.
Check in 3 o'clock in the afternoon...
Yes.
You know, they stunk up the lobby with the marijuana smell. And you give them service, you stink of marijuana.
Hello, Tom!
Hello, Suleiman!
Tom, wait, I want to talk to you about one thing. Your state is actually more open-minded than, let's say, Virginia. I mean, you guys allow same-sex marriage.
You know I lived in Virginia back in the 80s, Suleiman. You know about that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever been to Stanton?
No, it's 4 hours away. I don't want to go near coal mine country.
Ah.
You know what might happen? I might end up like the guy on Deliverance.
So let me just understand this. Did you? Am I to understand that you're not into the Asian broads? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I like Afghans.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like pulling their burqa off and then going for it?
No, the burka one scare me. That could be a dirty bomb or a God knows what.
Good euphemism for a pussy.
A dirty bomb.
Dirty bomb.
A hoarding trend.
No, really. Not.
It's trending on Twitter now.
Hashtag it.
Dirty bomb.
Suleiman's dirty bomb.
Yes, Sue.
I think you need to start allowing and Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Ice Cube, all three have them in your studio.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and have the Death Row thing come back.
Really?
Yes.
I think we should only do that if Suleiman promises to come on the phone as the ghost of Eazy-E. Or Notorious B.I.G.
No, I don't like Notorious B.I.G. I'm Digital Underground.
Suleiman is too far.
Oh, you're a Humpty Hump fan.
Yes, I am.
Do you know any tunes? Can you sing anything?
People say, Humpty, you look really funny looking. That's all right, because I get things cooking. You share it, clear. People just try to phase me, but they can't get near me.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
All these beats and my rhymes are fat on this new creation called the new normal rap. Like it's 101, I better get to class. Tom Likas is gonna teach you how to get some ass. For 40 bucks or less, don't be soft and pushy. Have some balls, don't be a fucking pussy. Gary Zabransky and Dino the Wop of the Hubert Web, getting high off that pot. For you gold digging cunts, I got something for ya. Adam Sachs, the divorce lawyer. My homie Tom Likas will be keeping it tight. Why is Dino Wop? He took too big of a bite. It's live and stream, not on CD ROM. The number is 901-3000 Tom. So that's about it, that's the end of the story. Yo, Gary, take me out with that hug. Be hurry. The new normal rap, yo, that shit was cool. Money Mondays for all y'all broke fools. Like it's 201 for all you dumb funds. Now you're married to a ball busting cunt. I'm keeping it real, man, I ain't being rude. Archie Hubert Webb is always feeling for loot. Smoking his weed through a bong and a pipe. Just like Dino, he took too big of a bite. Just making money like stacks and stacks. Listen to Tom Likas on a tuning app. I'm keeping it real, cool, calm, and humble. I'm Brian Protection from the condom jungle. Gary and Dino, our dynamic team. You know, it's sponsored by BM Magazine. So fuck off to all those Tom Likas haters. And finally, Tom Likas can watch the Lakers. And I'm out, y'all.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our program. My biggest fear, and see, this gives you an idea of how we think in this business. My biggest fear going into the weekend was that Chris Dorner would be apprehended, like on Friday night, and that we would be running replays of, you know, hours during the week we were talking about Chris Dorner and where he might be. And so in the Looney Tunes world of creating this kind of content, I come in on Monday and I say to myself, yippee, they haven't caught the guy yet. Thank God we didn't have to call all hands on deck to start pulling hours of the show from the replay cycle. I hate playing anything topical that is dated as a replay. But everybody around here has been working their ass off. I mean, 7 days a week for several weeks straight. And I wanted to have a rest this weekend along with the other guys. So that's just the way it is. Now, I did think I saw Dorner last night. I thought I was ready to help apprehend him. I saw him on the stage at Staples Center. And they tell me that was a guy from the 80s called LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Is that his name? LL Cool J? LL Cool J sounds like the name of a subway line in New York City. You take the LL to the Cool J, and
it's like subway jive talk.
I know. LL Cool J. Sounds like fucking graffiti. What is his real name? Who knows? Who cares?
Todd James.
Todd James. Thank you. But Chris Dorner, not yet caught. Still missing. Over the weekend, I saw there was a Lowe's. Where was that Lowe's? Who knows? They all look the same. There was a Lowe's somewhere here in SoCal. And the cop cars all came running because somebody called in and said they thought they saw him. And you know damn well, anytime any white person or Mexican person sees a black person, they're going to be calling 911. Can you imagine the false alarms they're getting? I bet you anything somebody called 911 after seeing the Grammy Awards. I bet you. I saw that guy. Oh, my God. So the police are clearly on edge. People in some communities like Torrance, where the two Hispanic women were shot at. One was actually shot. Torrance is all upset. Big Bear upset because apparently Dorner's mom has a place up in Lake Arrowhead. And his truck was found in Big Bear on fire. So Big Bear, which is a very small population, and a lot of vacant houses where one could hide in the cold. Now everybody's flipped out in Big Bear. And the story continues. Now I might add that on Friday's show, I came in to do wide open phones, and I stuck to the principle of wide open phones in that I told you you could talk about anything you wanted to. And I started off talking about Dorner, and we were getting a good head of steam. And then the caller, Rick from Chicago, called in and turned wide open phones of Friday into a religious debate, which ultimately had very little to do with Dorner. Nonetheless, it was one of the more entertaining shows we've had. And by the way, the most listened to day we've had all week, and as a matter of fact, the most listened to Friday in a very long time, as I look at the numbers. So all I can say is that I am I enjoyed doing the show on Friday. We had a lot of fun, and we did a bonus hour. And on top of that, we never really got to the Dorner conversation that I wanted to have. And since Dorner is still on the lam, and since this story has continued to develop, and more people are aware of the specifics of the story, that there is a manifesto, that the police tried to keep the manifesto from being spread around, that the internet made it impossible for the police to stop the manifesto from getting into everybody's hands and eyeballs, that Dorner is accused of killing that couple. The woman, the woman's father was a police official, Kwan, and also the death of a police officer in Riverside, which police say is the doing of Dorner. And people are also aware that many people have taken Dorner's side. Over the weekend, the police department announced that they were going to offer a $1 million reward. My tax money is high enough as it is. Is it yours? But there we go. The property tax is going to go probably to pay for this. Catch this guy. Not to mention how much we're probably going to end up having to pay because those two women were shot at and one ended up in intensive care. And you can only imagine how big the settlement's going to be in that case. What I'm trying to say is that for people who didn't know the story on Friday, they all know it now. They all know what's going on. They all know that Christopher Dorner is on the run. You've probably seen one of the electronic billboards around town with his photo on him or his license plate number. Oh, it's everywhere. If you live in Southern California, this story is on your mind and in your face. And what continues to be amazing is the number of people who support Dorner. Matter of fact, it turns out the LAPD now, as announced by Chief Charlie Beck, is going to reopen the case of the dismissal of Dorner. And I'm not really clear what the real agenda is there. My first reaction was that they're going to try to stop him from killing more people by reopening the investigation. But it sounds to me like the police department's attitude is, we were right, we continue to be right, and now we're going to reopen the case to show that we're right. So I thought I would give you that opportunity that we were revved up and raring to go for on Friday. And then Rick from Chicago came in and it all collapsed like a house of cards. This edition of the show is not WAP. It's not Wide Open Phones. What we're going to do here specifically is talk about Chris Dorner. He's still missing. He's still accused of killing at least three people. Formal charges are being filed. A $1 million reward has been offered for information leading to his arrest and apprehension. And people love him, people hate him. People love cops, people hate cops. People love Dorner for what he said in the manifesto and hate that he's out killing people. Some people say blood should be spilled because it's a war. Okay. Now that you've all heard the story, now that you all know the story, whether you live in or out of Southern California, here is your chance to comment on that right now. And we will not be deterred. So here is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. You can start calling us right now at 901-3000-866. Are you a fan of Dorner? Do you support what he said in the manifesto? Do you believe that the LAPD is flawed? And do you somehow see Dorner as a hero? Do you see him as an enemy, a murderer? How do you see him? Christopher Dorner. Everybody knows this story now across the country. Everybody's heard it. That means you've heard it. So start calling us right now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
It's just like radio, except the asshole who runs it is on the air. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now, but some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor, and now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got, and on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now, 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and his teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case, and he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. And best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number, 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New
Normal Rock. Looking to purchase or refi? Request Mortgage can help. Licensed, reputable, in business for over 20 years. Call this number, 310-784-8800, and see what you qualify for. It's quick. It's easy. Most qualifications can be done right over the phone. Or make an appointment to see them at their convenient Torrance, California location. Good credit, bad credit, large down payment or no down payment at all. Get your no-obligation free loan consultation today with Request Mortgage at 310-784-8800. They have loans for every situation. Purchasing is your primary residence, investment property, non-owner occupied loans, rehab loans. They even have conventional loans with as little as 5% down. Teachers, government workers, policemen, firemen, veterans. Request Mortgage makes it easy with special loans available with as little as 3% down. It's Request Mortgage. It's 310-784-8800. Call to qualify. One call, as they say, does it all. Request Mortgage, 310-784-8800. That's 310-784-8800 for Request Mortgage. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. LAPD police officer Christopher Dorner is still on the lam. All right, we decided to give you an opportunity to tell us where you stand on Dorner, as only the Tom Likas Show can do. At 901-3000-TOM, Daniel in Billings, Montana. Daniel, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just want to go on a quick rant. LAPD has been dirty and disgusting since the days of Chief Daryl Gates, as well as that fat bastard over in Orange County, Sheriff Block. So, only thing that's happening right now, the chickens are coming home to roost. The public has nothing to fear because the guy said, hey, I'm not out to take on any public Joe, only people who could cause lateral damage. So I'm extremely excited for what's been happening because things are coming to fruition for the LAPD for once. I'll go off the air. Thank you.
Wait. No. Stay right there. So, well, we'll never get to talk to you about it. I'm not going to sit here and elaborate on what you said. If you just wanted to call and make a statement and hang up, fine. Ernie in Palm Springs, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Yes, thank you. Tom, what's cracking? How you doing, brother?
Somebody's ass will be cracking the minute I get out of here.
Anyways, I'm an ex-LA cop, and, you know, there's two situations. The one that took place in Torrance, that was ridiculous. That city's going to be so fucking sued, they're not going to know what the fuck to think. What were these guys thinking? These ladies were throwing papers that X amount of hours in the morning, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand.
What do you mean?
I don't understand what you're saying. Can you elaborate on that?
Right. Basically, I mean, they had a call, right? So what happens, I mean, I guess they have the wrong description of the vehicle, or that might be a possible suspect vehicle, and they end up shooting these ladies for nothing, for throwing the papers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know which papers we were talking about. You're talking about the two women who were delivering papers in Torrance.
Correct.
From their Toyota Tacoma.
Yes, correct. Okay. Now, I mean, the smart police officer, I mean, you got a laptop in your car, you can call dispatch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You jump out of the car and say, what's up, you know what I mean?
Well, yes, I know. And they just started shooting. By the way, did you see how many shots they took?
Well, I didn't read the complete story, but I'm estimating it's about probably like between six and eight.
No. There had to be 30 bullet holes in that truck.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, that was wrong on that particular incident. Now, the second incident was the one, I guess, in Big Bear, where, you know, the guy shot these people and all that. He shot a cop. I mean, that's, like, ridiculous.
That's what's alleged.
When they find this fuck, that they fucking blew his ass away so we don't have to pay our tax dollars to pay for him in prison.
Well, not to mention all of the civil suits we're going to have here. We're going to be paying for this for a long time.
Well, of course, your taxes. Well, not actually, probably. I mean, I'm sure every city, they have insurance. So what's going to happen is, they made a mistake.
Oh, yeah, they made a mistake. I don't think the average person sees it as being that simplistic. I really don't. But I do thank you, Ernie, for the call. Isom. Is that Isom or Isem?
That's Isom.
Isom. Isom in Los Angeles. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom. My problem is that the LAPD took a good soldier. They took a good person and made a bad man out of him. Made a real bad man out of him. And all the other dirty cops that he named need to come forward. You know, they could cut this stuff down right now. They took this guy's name. He has nothing. He's been stripped. Took this guy's name.
Right, and so what do you think is the appropriate response to that? Killing people?
Well, no. Maybe he's wrong for doing that, but he got your attention. There's a lot of points I can bring up here. Why is he the only black cop like that to feel like that on the force?
Well, we don't know that he's the only one to feel that way. We know that he's the only one accused of going out and murdering innocent people.
Well, the cops murder innocent people every day.
That's not the point. The fact that somebody does something that's wrong doesn't justify someone else doing something wrong.
It's almost like that, but I'm
no,
not.
No, it really is not almost like that. For example, you're an innocent person, and so am I. And if we get murdered as a result of this, that is not right.
Of course it's not right.
Okay. So right. The fact that somebody feels they've been wronged by the police department doesn't give them license to kill innocent people.
Okay. Does the police have the right to kill innocent people?
No, they don't. But that, yeah. Again, if they do it, it doesn't mean other people have the right to do it, too.
Well, this is what's been going on, though, with the cops. This is the point. They've been doing this all along.
All right. Well, what was to stop Mr. Dorner from going to the Los Angeles Times or to KTLA or having a press conference or hiring Gloria Allred? What was to stop him from doing that?
He's there right now. He's getting that.
He's getting that by going out and killing innocent people. It's not the same as holding a press conference.
Well, okay, the cops basically killed two innocent ladies.
Again, by the way, those two women were not killed. They're both alive. They were shot at.
What would the story be? What would the story be had they killed them, no one around? What would you think they would have came out and honestly said, hey, we killed these people by mistake?
No, but again, I'm trying to keep one thing straight and the other thing straight. If the police department is involved in wrongdoing, an individual who is fired by the police department killing innocent people is not an appropriate or
That's
acceptable
true.
Response.
That's true, and we also know the cops. We also know the cops are guilty of wrongdoing. We know this.
Well, we don't know that every cop is guilty of wrongdoing. For example, what did this cop in Riverside have to do with the LAPD?
Nothing, but he was a cop. He was a cop.
Oh, so every cop is guilty for the sins of a few?
No, but somebody has to pay.
Why does it have to be an innocent party?
He's a cop. Come on, he's a cop.
So, why? I'll tell you what. Why aren't you out killing cops?
Hey, don't they?
If you feel so strongly about it.
Well, no, I'm not.
Well, you don't feel that strong yet.
I haven't been. Look, if
you wouldn't want to risk your own life to do it, but you're happy to see him do it.
Well, Tom, the cops so far haven't really had a close call with him. I haven't been mistreated by cops so far in my life. You know, something could happen to me, similar to Dorner, that would make me want to do something like that. I pray to God nothing do happen like that.
I mean, what if the cops killed you as a result, or what if Dorner killed you?
Hey, well,
do you think that would be okay?
I don't think Dorner would kill me, but my chances are a lot.
Why not? Maybe he thinks you're a cop. Maybe he mistakes you for somebody else.
No, I don't think. No, he's not mistaken. I think he knows who he wants to kill. It's going to be someone that's related to a cop, someone in a cop's uniform.
Well, I still don't know the connection between the cop in Riverside and LAPD.
There is no connection. It's just that he's a cop. Those are cops.
You will accept that cops, if they're not LAPD, are going to get killed. You accept that?
No, I'm not accepting him going and killing another cop, but he just couldn't get. He wasn't in LA County at the time. He was in Riverside.
So he couldn't find any LAPD to kill, and he had to kill cops so he could just kill whoever was there.
His beef is with cops. You understand that?
Beef is with the Los Angeles Police Department.
That's right. But he couldn't.
The cop in Riverside was not LAPD, was he?
True.
So it's okay with you that he went out to Riverside and killed the cop out there?
No, it's not. I feel sorry for the cop and his family. You don't sound sorry for him.
You sound like it's justified in your mind.
Look, I feel sorry for the cop and his family. Because he had nothing to do with it, not being a part of the LAPD branch. But like I said, he was a cop. He wears the uniform. And what he's doing, he's directing his anger at nobody but cops.
Well, guess what? Plenty of murderers aim their anger at people. It doesn't mean it's justified.
Of course, I totally agree with what you're saying. But the point, they took this good, perfectly good man. I mean, you get people going around, well, don't the LAPD know who they hire, stuff like that. This guy's psychologically sound. He's just anybody on the force. I mean, he had two occupations.
Well, man, he better hope people don't think he's psychologically sound, because his only hope of avoiding heavy prison time, assuming he does not go down in a hail of bullets, is people thinking he's insane.
I don't think he's insane, not at all. I mean, the guy.
If he's caught, he should get the death penalty, right?
Basically, that's what he'll get.
No. I'm not talking about what he will get. I'm talking about what you think he should get.
He will get the death penalty.
What do you think he should get?
The death penalty. That's what he'll get it. From what he has done, what else would he get?
I'm not talking about what he will get. I'm talking about what he deserved. You know, Jesus Christ, if you believe he existed, was crucified. Now, most people who support Jesus Christ didn't think he deserved to be crucified, but he was. So, just because you think the daughter is going to be shot to death or get the death penalty doesn't mean you think he deserves it, does it?
He has to give an account of what he's done. Doesn't matter what I think he's going to get. I know what the system is going to give due to him.
Do you think he should get off scot-free because he's justified?
Oh, don't ask that question.
Why not?
I committed murder.
All right.
I'm looking at the point of, you know, this murder was committed because of what was done to this guy. It wasn't like he got up the next day and said, I'm going to kill me some cops. I'm going to kill some cops.
Well, it looks to me like there's a lot of premeditation here.
You don't, maybe so, but you don't look at the point that what he's done was stimulated by something that was perpetrated against him?
Again, just because somebody feels justified in doing bad things doesn't justify the bad things he's done.
True that.
So the fact that he did these things and felt justified doesn't mean they are justified.
Of course, they're not justified. Of course, I'm not saying that he will. What he's done is justified. But the point is, his point. He'll probably go down in a hail of gunfire.
No, I that's what I believe. In fact, I believe the police are going to try to keep the news helicopters away and the photojournalists away and everybody away when they finally put 100 bullets in this guy.
And look at what it's costing this state.
Oh, I know.
State is probably paying $1 million an hour plus lawsuits, plus the reward.
I pay property taxes in two localities. Believe me, I know how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, well, Tom, it was nice talking to you, man.
Call me anytime, really.
I will.
All right. ISEM, thank you very much for the call. It's 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number. We're talking about former LAPD officer Chris Dorner, still on the lam. Let's get your response at 901-3000-866.
Brutal honesty is just a phone call away. Attorneys are standing by. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
When I first tried seeping new normal music enriched with today's hottest indie pop and indie rock, it was so good that I told two friends about it. And they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original New Normal music. It gives me super jams, super grooves, and super nutrients. Try it. You'll tell your friends about it.
And they'll tell their friends, and so on, and so on.
Be sure to get the original New Normal music with today's hottest upbeat indie pop and indie rock. NewNormalMusic.com. Be that lizard.
You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, to help you with your money. Keep you focused on achieving your dreams? Well, longtime listener, and now one of our newest advertisers, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com, the world's number one online retailer of nutritional supplements in the world. The new year's here, and now is the time to finally take control. Go to the special website, tom.massmachinenutrition.com. And download free of charge an ebook and a 1-hour audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder, but don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake, and he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. Go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. Tom Likas Show. 901-3000 Tom. Accused cop killer Chris Dorner still on the lam. Let's talk about Dorner at 901-3000 Tom. It's 901-3000-866. Jeff in Anaheim. You're on the Tom Likas Show, Jeff. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Tom. What's cooking, man?
I was doing a show here, Jeff.
Hey, listen, Tom. I'm talking to you as an ex-cop from another country.
Okay.
I'm looking at this whole thing. Something's not right. This cop is an intelligent, smart dude, man. And something is not right.
Which part is not right?
I mean, what cop in his right sense would go out there and kill a woman and then go out to Riverside and kill another cop? Well, is it funny or is it a joke or what? There must be something behind this whole scene, man.
But, you know, everybody who kills somebody feels justified, whether it's Charles Manson or Hitler. Everybody feels justified.
Yeah, but this guy is not Charles Manson, Tom. This guy is a cop wearing a badge and a uniform.
Well, he's not a cop anymore. He was fired.
Oh, well, I mean, he was fired. There must be a reason why he was fired.
Yeah, but there was a stated reason, and the question is, do you believe the reason?
Come on. Blame somebody for picking somebody, and then they go to the internal investigation, and then they found him, the guy not guilty or whatever, but you don't fire him, transfer him to some other department.
All right, but let's say he was fired. You know, many people, especially in the last 6 years, with the economy being where it is, many people have been fired from their jobs. Many. Many people listening to this show, I lost my job in 2009, okay? I didn't go on a rampage killing people.
Yeah, I've lost many a job, but you know what? You're right. We don't go out there and kill people. But this is a cop with a gun. You understand what I'm saying?
So that means we shouldn't fire him because he might go out killing people.
No, there must be a reason why this cop was fired. You know, was he going to spill the beans on all the blue people on the blue uniform?
Well, you are assuming that, and who knows? Maybe that's the case. Is this the way to do it?
So, something's not right, man. You're the man.
So that means that a cop who feels he was terminated and it was not rightful termination should go out killing people instead of doing what most people do: hire attorneys, have press conferences. You go back 40 years to the New York cop, Frank Serpico. Frank Serpico didn't go out killing people. He went to court and fought for his name. That's what he did.
Well, you know what? I think, I'm looking at it, the whole scenario, and look, it's almost It's almost 6 days, and he's still scot-free, right?
So far.
So you mean to tell me that he's smarter than our LAPD, that they cannot get him? Or he's being protected by somebody?
Well, I would imagine that a former cop would know more about what ways the police department would use to find him. And therefore, it would take them longer to find him because he knows where not to go and what not to do.
You know, I would advise this guy, he's listening to your show, Tom, to come out and surrender and let it go to the system and say his piece. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Come on to Burbank, Chris. Come on in. Turn yourself in. Why waste your time with Charlie Sheen? By the way, I don't know if you know this, Charlie Sheen has made a video on the internet and is asking Chris Dorner to call him, too.
I think Chris should call you, Tom.
I'll tell you what, I will take his call. If Chris Dorner wants to contact us, wants us to be the intermediary, we will be the intermediary. We will. Period. Okay? There you go. 901-3000-TOM. That is our telephone number. Tony in Burbank, you on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. What I'm really looking forward to is when some journalists actually, like, you know, do their work and investigate some of the claims that Dorner's made. Supposedly, I guess he's brought up a lot of cases for investigation, and they haven't been investigated. If he really was pointing out corrupt cops, then I could see a motive why cops would want him dead. If he speaks about their corruption, this can ruin the LAPD, and not only that, but raise a lot of questions about police departments all across the nation.
Well, you do understand that a number of people have been alleging, and these are people who are not inside the police department. A number of people have been alleging that Chris Dorner is engaged in unstable behavior. One of the things that's been alleged is that he seems to have filed restraining orders against a number of ex-girlfriends. He also appears, of all places, on a website we once talked about years ago called DontDateHimGirl.com. Have you read about that?
No.
Somebody who dated him a few years ago posted a warning to women not to date this guy and gave a laundry list of reasons. Among the reasons that he had guns all over the house, everywhere, and was always convinced that people were out to get him. She called him paranoid. Did you see this story? You should go look for it.
No, I haven't seen the story. To some extent, I'm just concerned that a lot of this stuff is hearsay, and I'd like to see some facts come up. And I think
we've seen facts?
I think that journalists should be more active in finding the truth.
What kind of facts do you think that they should be looking for?
I think that if this guy is going through all this trouble and pointing out corruption in the police department, then we should investigate those claims of corruption. Whatever this guy does, that's...
What makes you think nobody is investigating that right now? I mean, we've only known about this manifesto since late last week.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for information to come out about this guy.
All right, but don't pretend that journalists are not investigating this or that for some reason they would not want to investigate this. I guarantee you there are journalists investigating this. That's how stupid stories like the ones about Dorner being on DontDateHimGirl.com came out. It's because journalists have been investigating.
Don't just sit on your ass. Sit on your ass, pick up a phone, and call Tom. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys of Gary Dino.
Yates.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. This just in, new study shows that men are to spend more money on Valentine's Day than women.
Like, of course.
Didn't see that fucking coming.
Right. The sun is hot.
Fuck that motherfucker.
The sun is hot.
Survey shows that men on average will spend $176 on women.
Fuck that, motherfucker.
Women will probably spend close to $89. $89.
Right, and by the way, the $89 is probably on themselves. Seriously. Sending flowers to themselves.
That's a desperate broad.
No kidding. I'm a little let down, man. We need to...
That you didn't get flowers?
Well, yeah, that I didn't send them to myself. I think it's important for guys to kind of narrow that margin a little bit and basically
get closer.
How about
a lot? You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's embarrassing.
But
they narrow it a lot. I think that's a good idea.
All right.
I don't know why this doesn't happen to me, but apparently on a British Airways flight last month, in first class, a bunch of the stewardesses decided that they were going to booze it up with wine and champagne and then start making out with dudes and shit.
Yeah, what an incredible time. I mean, I really want to join our friends over there at British Airways on those international flights. I guess the London to Washington flight must have been incredible.
Sounds awesome, right? And the people in first class apparently complained about this.
What a bunch of assholes.
Right? This is exactly what you want.
What a... Seriously, who would...
Join in.
Who would...
Enjoy some champagne.
Who would rat out, finally, like hot British broads getting after each other? Seriously. Saying that, you know, reporting that they're drinking a lot of chugging red wine, carrying on loudly, and engaging in other public displays of affection. What the fuck? Who cares? Mm-hmm. That sounds like a great time, and it's time our friendly skies joined the forces at British Airways, and then everybody gets drunk and makes out.
British Airways now apologizing to the customers for
what? For a good time?
Behavior. They let the airline down badly.
Who apologizes for a good time?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
God.
That Rob Gronkowski now being offered a porn deal.
Yeah.
By, what's the website again? Do we even give it?
Sex.com. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Sex.com. B.B. Jones was, I guess, pictured with his jersey on one time. Right. Sex.com has offered to match his base salary, his 2014 base salary from the Patriots.
$3.75 million.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, listen. If you appear in this porn with this BB, you've already been around.
Yeah.
We'll match your thing there, and I guess he'll probably say no, only because the ownership by Kraft and the coach Belichick. There's no way they're going to let this fly. Forget it.
Right.
Too bad. Cause I think it's a great idea. If he played for any other team, especially a struggling team, I think that would be. I think he could probably get away with it.
We now know what the stars of MTV's Buck Wild are doing with their money.
We definitely do. And by the way, I've seen every episode, and I actually enjoy, although I can totally see it's contrived as fuck.
Yeah.
One thing that's not contrived, a drug raid that just went down in Somersville, West Virginia, in which Sawa, this is like
Sawa.
This Bengali broad, that's what they call her, the Bengali chick. She's got great cans. She got bigger, middle and a heavy caboose there.
Right.
And she also has a tattoo above the caboose, but it looks like, according to police, she had a quantity of oxycodone. Which I totally can't believe this. So I not only have great tits and brown, she carries the kind of pills that are delicious, and I'm really proud of her. And by the way, it looks like she was busted with some other dudes, and it looks like the feds had been watching this for some time. They were waiting for the shipment to come in, and according to police, the shipment came in.
Exactly.
And wow, oxycodone.
Found them cowering in a shed. It's just perfect for those guys.
Hiding in the shed.
Right.
Wow. Terrific. She's a great time.
Head straight for the barn.
Man, big tits and oxycodone.
If you missed the Grammys last night, you really didn't miss anything but Katy Perry's dress and big knockers hanging out. It was just beautiful.
Got to give her credit because she goes with what she knows. Titties.
Another pick alert for you. I know you think you've seen everything that Kate Upton has to offer, but you haven't seen the pictures from Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue yet. They are fabulous.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is just perfection. I can't even believe it. Kate Upton delivering on every possible cylinder. Jesus.
There you have it. Like It's 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Oxycodone.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Here's a message for all you Pontiac people out there. Is your old GTO, Trans Am, or Firebird V8 getting tired? You know there's only one place in the world that leads the field in Pontiac engine rebuilding, and they ship worldwide. It's PontiacEngines.com. Founded by NHRA Superstock Indy winner Bruce Fulper, PontiacEngines.com is the number one mail-order Pontiac engine builder in the world. From stock engines to 1,000-horsepower killer street machines, go to PontiacEngines.com, click on the email link at the bottom of the page, and get a quote. Mention the Tom Likas Show, and you will get a $300 discount on your next engine build. That's not bad. That's incredible. That's PontiacEngines.com.